Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Let's get underway.
Saturdays were made for this. The biggest names and the biggest games. Right here. Woo! For King G, where comfort is king.
2, 3, 4! Hey, hold
on, Triple M rocks the NRL.
Welcome to the Triple M Saturday CNB.
And a very good afternoon right across the east coast of Australia, wherever you might be listening in through Cairns, Townsville, down into Mackay, in the Whitsundays, into Toowoomba, Brisbane, Fraser Coast, down through Port Macquarie, Moffs Harbour, as we like to call it, Moffs Harbour, down through Newcastle, Gosford, of course, into the beautiful city of Sydney, our hometown, Brizzy, then down into Canberra, down the coast, wherever you might be listening today, we welcome you. And via the app at triplem.com.au, lots of tweets coming through. At real maroon 1 triple M NRL. No one rocks the chrome dome like triceps. That's you, yes. Mr. Hoops. No one rocks the chrome dome like triceps, Hooper. As they say, bold is beautiful. There's no need for another news story of a follicle miracle. Darren Lockyer already stole the headline. So Daniel Watson-Hayes...
That's the best comeback in Australian sport, Lockie's hair.
Daniel Watson-Hayes is obviously a fan of you not having any hair, but Maroon's poll today is, should Hoops get a hair transplant? We've had one offered to us free of charge. 66% of Australia says, yes, he should have a hair transplant. And we've even had a photo sent in from you when you were at private school in Armidale where you had a bit of bum fluff and some hair. Absolutely beautiful. What about you, Gordy? If he doesn't want the hair transplant, are you up for it?
No, I actually like my bald head. I actually really like it. And Fox are playing some of those old games, and I saw a game the other day, and seriously, mate, my hairline was halfway. It was behind my ears, my hairline. I had cat's hair at its best. It was horrible. I don't know why I didn't shave it earlier.
I'm with you, Gordy. It's quite liberating when you that you decide, you know what, you get the razor out, you just rock the cue ball. You haven't got too many choices, Anthony. So when that's all you got to do, then that's how you got to play the cards.
Well, you do have a nice scalp. That's the main thing. Okay, let's go to the phone where we've got another rugby league legend on there, a current NRL player from the Sharkies and a former member of the Triple M NRL call team. Aaron Woods, welcome to the Saturday Sin Bin, my friend.
Hello, boys. How are we?
How are you coping with the whole COVID-19 thing, mate?
Yeah, look, it's been pretty boring. Not much to do at the moment, but it's good to be home with the family. We don't get to spend as much time normally, so, and, you know, there's not much to do.
Oh, hello. Hang on. We've lost you, Woodsy. You might have to... We'll just put you back to the switch and tidy up that line. But that's Aaron Woods calling live from the Shire.
You love the switch, don't you, Anthony?
I do. I love it. Now that we've got a few people out there on the switch.
Is Dorothy still working on the switch?
Dorothy's out there now. Yes. Dorothy says it's okay. Yes. Thank you, Dorothy. Aaron Woods, are you there?
I've got you. I've got you, Maroon. We're
so
back.
You're bored, you were saying.
Yeah, so it's just been...
I'm going to do my lolly in a minute.
This is amateur hour.
Yeah, amateur hour too. Amateur hour. Aaron,
Let's play replays of Tiger King.
Are you watching Tiger King?
Loving.
Oh, how good
is
it?
Mate, I actually watched that much. I've watched it twice. I actually gave my little son, Billy, who's, about 14 months old, I gave him a mullet. I gave him the Tiger King haircut.
Yeah, really? You want to look like
the Tiger King? Mate, the wife's not happy. Gemma's not happy. But I actually shaved his sides and gave him the little mullet at the back. And I didn't have to dye it because he's got the blonde hair.
It's an underrated haircut, Gordy, the mullet business at the front, party at the back.
Absolutely. Well, I sort of had a bit of one. Brad McKay had one. Like, mate, back in the sort of late 80s, early 90s, remember Tim Brasher had one. Mate, most players had the mullet. Mate, Les Davison.
You know that was like a very good mullet. Yeah. Woody's mullet. That was outstanding. He used to get the tash going sometimes as well.
Yeah. And those Balmain boys, Kevin Hardwick and who's the other guy?
Hemsley.
Kerry Hemsley.
Well, no one's going to tell them they've got a bad haircut.
Have you ever had a mullet, Anthony?
Oh, look, I had one in 1987. I used to go to Tramp's nightclub at the Seals Club with the mullet. Wang Chung playing Everybody Have Fun Tonight. I just nearly didn't get out of there alive one night.
And it was double denim, or did you have the mesh singlet on?
I used to get the tightest denim jeans you could find.
Yes.
And then you still got them. Then I'd get a T-shirt and I'd roll, like two sizes too small, roll the sleeves right up, and on the left side I'd just squeeze a packet of durries in there. Even though I didn't smoke, I'd just have the durries in there so I'd look tough.
And just cut shapes and look at your eyelids.
That's it.
Hey, Anthony, could you put a price on growing a mullet and I'd pay to see it?
Yeah.
Between now and the end of the season,
okay.
Could you grow your hair and just have it as a mullet and give me a price?
Okay, $85,000. You give me $85,000, I'll grow a mullet.
That is ridiculous.
Well,
I know you love your cash.
You said, give me a price. What do you want me to grow a mullet?
That's the price of your Camaro.
Mate, that's not your business. What's the price of my... That is absolutely not your business, mate. Right? Anyway, Aaron Woods is on the phone. Let's go. We got him back.
Dorothy's got him back on the line.
Woods, are you there, mate? Sorry about all that.
I'm back, boys. Sorry about that.
Are you watching Tiger King?
I watched the first 20 minutes, but then, as you can tell by the reception on my phone, I'm not getting much down in my area of town, so I didn't get to watch the rest of it.
Yeah. Where are you living now, mate? Broken Hill.
Cooper Beatty.
I'm over at Lugano, so tucked away in the bush a bit.
Yeah, a little... Dragons area, right? Just down there. It's a beautiful
Gordy, yeah. It's nice tucked away. Not many people know about it, but it's good. A lot of locals around here. It's a very good place to live.
Hey, Woodsy, with all this isolation, and you're a big fella, and I know that, you know, the pounds come on a bit easier, mate, when you're playing. How's your weight going, mate, and how's the diet?
I'm actually going all right, mate. My wife's a personal trainer, so... I've told her I don't want to eat chocolates till Sunday, so I've got Monday to Saturday to work hard, and then Sunday we can enjoy ourselves. But look, she's up every morning with the young fella. We get up about 5:36, and we go train straight away, have a relax during the day, and then go for a walk in the arvo. She's right on my back, so we get to go, and she's actually really looked after me in this period.
What have they told you, Woodsy, so far? Like, obviously, we heard the date, May 28. Hopefully, we're going to see lift off in terms of the rest of the regular season. But from a player's perspective, just give us an insight about what your club's told you up until this point of time about how it's all going to unfold.
Yeah, look, Hoops, because it's still not set in concrete yet. So they're sort of the guidelines we're going off. But look, I think from the 28th, we've been told anywhere from the 4th or 7th of May, we'll go back to training. And then, you know, we just sort of got to play by year. We still got to wait and see, you know, when we actually get the actual date to play. But I think they want to use a minimum of 4 weeks to go back and start training. And I think pretty much similar to when we first played the first couple of rounds, we just go to training and we come straight back home. No coffee shops, you know, giving us no chance to catch any of the virus from other than going to training. So we've got to be real careful with how we handle everything. And because you don't want to be that one team or that one player that sort of gets the virus and then the lockdown goes straight back onto you again. So we need to leave no stone unturned, and you need to work real hard on just going to train and coming home. And as boring as it sounds, it'll just be good to watch the footy at the back end of it.
Hey, Woodsy, if you had to, because you know when you get injured and you're sitting there and you don't get to train as much and they throw you straight back into first grade, could you actually go out there and play in a couple of weeks? Do you actually really need the month?
Oh, look, Gordy, I reckon if I could be told I could play tomorrow, I'd be ready to go, mate. At the end of the day, we're footballers. Look, obviously, you're probably a bit underdone in the run, but, you know, as a footballer, you want to get out there and just play some footy, mate.
Everybody's in the same boat, isn't it?
Mate, the only way you're going to get match fitness is by playing some time on the field. So, look, and everyone says there's no feeling like playing a game. You know, you can train as hard as you want, but once you get put under fatigue in a game-style situation, there's nothing like it. So, mate, I don't think we need 4 weeks, but other people are saying we do. So it's a hard one.
What about playing in front of no crowds, Woodsy? What's that like? Like, you guys played against the Melbourne Storm at Cogra there the last time that we saw some football. But what was it like when you haven't got anybody in the crowd?
Oh, look, Hoops, it actually, you don't really know too much. Probably the biggest thing I knew, when we warmed up, it just felt like you had a normal training session. It was that quiet. You could hear the speaker with the music. When you run out, it was pretty quiet. There was no one high-fiving you or giving you a spray. But then when you actually played, it was just normal. But and then when they kicked goals or penalties happened, it was pretty quiet. But, mate, we played a game. The fans, we love the fans. And, you know, it is hard. But if we have to do it without the fans, you know, and they get to watch it at home, then we're happy to do anything at the moment.
What about for... Was it going to be a crazy year for the Sharkies anyway, Woodsy? Because, I mean, you're playing out of Cogra. That was going to be the big problem. That's turned out to be the least of the problems. Now, what is this done to your timeline of returning to the Cronulla Stadium to play?
Oh, look, because they're still re-renovating the Leagues Club at the back on the southern side. So I think we'll be at Cogra still. But in saying that, I think they tried to get that Melbourne game pushed back to Cronulla, to Shark Park. But the only thing was, because it was a night game and they've had the, obviously, 2 years, they thought they were going to be away for 2 years. They hadn't got all the lights and all that sort of stuff done. So it wasn't suitable at night time for a night game. Look, it depends if they've... I haven't been too sure what's going on. I don't think they've done too much at the moment, but if we have a few more night games there and they want to push it, they'd probably have to update the light system, and that's probably the only thing for us at the moment. But, mate, Cogra was outstanding when we got to use it, and it's a really great surface, and, you know, we're pretty lucky to be actually to rely on them to let us use it.
All right, let's lighten things up a little bit, Woodsy. Out of all your teammates, who'd be the one to be bouncing off walls and really starting to go a little bit stir-crazy during all this social distancing and self-isolation period?
Hoops, mate, have you seen our side? there's quite a few. You got Moylan, Dugan, Wado, Fafita, myself, there's everyone, mate. Probably Moylan. He's probably the single one that's going driving insane in his unit at the moment.
Yeah. Well, just before you do go, mate, just to really lighten things up, as you said, your wife's a personal trainer. I did know that. I don't think that the other boys knew that. And obviously, Spud Carroll's had to close the gym down now, so Hoops hasn't got a gym to work at. To maintain those chiseled triceps of his, what would you or your wife suggest that Hoops do to keep the triceps in order? Considering, of course, he's at home.
Oh, probably just the dips off the bench, off his table, just a couple of dips.
Close, I'm sure he's doing push, already. Have close group push-ups, would he?
A couple of close groups, yeah. Probably a superset with the close group push-ups and the bench dips.
Anthony likes a behind-the-head tricep extension. He likes a behind-the-head extension.
No, please don't bring me into it.
No, you started it,
Hoops,
mate.
So. Whatever Hoops is doing, because I've seen him on Fox, some of those shirts just don't fit him.
Yeah. I know, mate. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, mate. I don't know who's got bigger arms, you or Matty Johns?
Oh, Maddie's got the huge biceps, but Hoops has got the huge triceps, so...
Oh, just imagine putting them both together.
Absolutely. You have the ultimate man. Anyway, Woodsy, we'll let you go, mate. Have a great afternoon, and we'll hopefully see you back on the footy field sooner rather than later.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good on you, mate. That's Aaron Woods from the Sharkies joining us, and I suppose, Hoops, in the Fair Dinkum department, they had a number of injuries, the Sharkies. They could... You know, give a couple of blokes a bit more time off.
If there is a positive, yeah, because obviously Josh Morris was due to go and join the Sydney Roosters, and he will be with them when the competition does eventually resume. But Matty Moylan had struggled for a long period of time now to get back on the field. It was a similar story with Josh Dugan. So for some of their bigger name players, it will give them a little bit more time to try and get their bodies right.
Okay, this is the Saturday Sin Bin. We do it thanks to King G. We got Gordy Tallis, Hoops and Maroon. We're going to take a break. A lot of people who missed that Wayne Pearce interview earlier on have contacted us to say, could we get a little bit more of that on again? So we'll do that for you shortly as Triple M rocks the footy.
The Triple M Saturday Sin Bin for King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Welcome back to the Saturday Sin Bin for King G. Lots and lots of talk today about what will happen with your networks that show the footy. Fox League, Channel 9, obviously Fox League have committed 100%. There is a couple of issues with the Nine Network and the NRL, but that's not for us to sort out. All I can tell you is that Triple M will be here right through until Grand Final, Finals, Origin. Whatever happens, we will be here covering it because we love our NRL and we are 100% committed to it. And on the back of that, we've spoken, Hoops and Gordy, we've spoken to players about how they're coping with this downtime. We've spoken to a rugby league officialdom, but we haven't asked you guys, what are you doing in this time when, if you're like me, you're pretty much at home 99% of the time now. Yeah. What are you up to, Gordy? Bit of babysitting?
Yeah, well, obviously I've got kids and... The wife's still working, and I've got the sister-in-law up as well. So she normally works in Sydney. She works for one of the big banks. So I've got a house full of ladies and kids. But I went for my first run the other day in about 3 years, Anthony. So I went across the road. I got a park and did some exercise. But my biggest challenge, right, is doing this, and my wife doesn't hear me.
Hey, yeah.
That is my biggest challenge through the day.
What do you try and camouflage with a bit of a cough or?
Oh, well, mate,
get the power drill out.
Oh, mate, like I'm going in rooms and like trying to open them and fair dinkum, mate. It's like she's got like like the radar
hearing.
Mate, she can hear every time I open up a beer. Don't you think it's a bit too early?
Well, why don't you get a cask of wine and then you just have to, you know, just tip it out?
That's for later.
No, mate. Hey, listen. I love my 4X Gold, right? And they're in Maroon cans now.
Yeah.
Because they're still doing it. So I just go there and just rip a couple of, what do they call them, zip tops off and...
Yeah.
I always say giving Gordon a beer is like... giving an elephant an aspirin. Like, I've seen him drink 24, and he's the same as after 24 as he is after one.
Yeah, well, you know, one time coming back from Wollongong.
Oh yeah, I've heard this story. Yeah. Up the Bull Eye Pass.
What happened?
Up Mount Ousley.
Oh, you went up Mount Ousley.
He stole a 6-pack of Blonde out of someone's fridge.
I did because I'm a Saint George. Yeah. Mate, listen, I'm a Saint George player.
People tea-leafing things.
Stole. No, I didn't. They brought it into me. Being a ex-player for the Dragons. So I didn't steal it.
They brought it into him. They gifted it to him.
I don't know. Well, then this is all I saw was him go into a corporate box and...
Yeah, and they said, here, Gordon, take these.
Okay,
he's a legend of the game,
mate. If that helps you, Hoops.
Yeah, well, I'm just not going to have you accusing people of tea-leafing when one of Sydney's greatest thieves. Well,
nonsense.
Right, mate, so finish the story.
Yes. So anyway, he gets in the front of my car. We go up Mount Ousley. By the time we get to the Heathcote, the pub at Heathcote, which a mate of mine owns, Jason, he says, pull into the Heathcote Hotel so he could buy a couple of King Browns. He's drunk a 6-pack from Wollongong to Heathcote at 10 o'clock at night. It's like a 25-minute drive.
Like I said, mate.
I didn't, mate.
You did, mate.
I didn't
mate.
Drink six of them.
You stop lying, and you know what, mate? What are you... Are you in love with him? Everything he says you
no,
defend...
No, mate, I
are
just
you in
don't
love
like
with him?
You just scurrilously trying to slander a legend
so
of the game.
So what have you been doing?
Right? We know where you...
What have you been doing in self-isolation, Anthony?
Hey, chainsaw teeth. What have you been doing?
I've been...
You've been sitting on the couch in your underpants. Christine's told us all about it.
Well... I have been doing a lot of that. Yeah, I have been doing a lot of that. But I've been, the gym's been closed. I normally go to the Fitness First at Randwick where I bump into a number of celebrities, one of them being our very own Dan Ganane. But the gym's been closed, so I've been just walking a few laps around Centennial Park, doing a little bit of cooking and walking my award-winning Fox Terrier Da Vinci.
Picasso. Mm. You'll be devastated to hear this. There's a little bit of breaking news. Mm. They've just had to shut down the Bondi to Bronte beach walk because there was too many people abusing the facilities and not correctly social distancing. And there are also some spottings of a number of men wearing budgie smugglers that were far too tight.
Right.
So for yourself, Anthony, a couple of people have tweeted in already to Triple M hashtag _NRL. They've said, spotted this morning, Anthony Maroon, Bondi to Bronte walk, wearing the extremely tight pink budgies.
Do you ever say anything that's based on the truth? What have you been doing?
No, that is fair dinkum true.
They've
shut the Bondi.
Right.
I just got a text message. They have shut the Bondi to Bronte walk because people weren't correctly following the social distancing measures.
What have you been doing in your life?
I have been... I've got monkeys with sets of cymbals and squirrels going around in my head most of the time anyway.
I know that,
so self-isolation's not great. But I have been trying to look after the kids, do a little bit of homeschooling, which is extremely challenging. Primarily that's involved a bit of one-on-one tackling practice with the young bloke and then also getting the Nerf guns out and doing a little bit of target practice. Mm-hmm. We try and get some mathletics going around the numbers that are involved there.
Right. What is mathletics?
Maybe go for a bit of a scoot. It's the school program that the school gives out to them, and it's basic maths.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you do it all on the computer these days. It's changed a lot from when we were at primary school. And so, yeah, a little bit of that, a little bit of work. So in here, obviously, also still doing stuff with Fox where possible. But, yeah, it's obviously the world's changed a hell of a lot, and it's different gravy at the moment, Anthony.
So you're on Fox League and you're on Triple M and you talk about rugby league for a living. Have you ever thought about, I don't know, doing a little bit of preparation when you're at home?
Yes, Anthony,
you know what
of
I
course.
Mean? Yeah. Find out what's going on in rugby league, make a few calls. And
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Do
mate.
You, mate?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, boys, I just
but
got
you only
a text
use it
message.
On Fox League, do you?
No, I use it on Triple M as well.
Yes, Gordon.
See, boys, you just got me in trouble with the father-in-law because he just rang me and you guys have been telling lies about how many beers I drank.
Mm.
And now I'm in trouble.
All right.
Thanks, Anthony, for telling lies. What did he say?
He's taking notes.
I never put a number on anything. I just said that I've seen you have a couple of beers. You're the same.
You said that I like having a beer.
Yeah,
and I don't get affected by it.
Yeah.
And Anthony's said that I stole them for
one. He's thrown
you
under the bus for a change.
He drank six beers from Wollongong to Heathcote. That
to the hotel back in the city, which was about an hour.
Nonsense. If you drank six beers from Wollongong to Sydney, that'd be bad
enough. You got a new nickname. It's no longer the Waterloo White Ant. It's now the snitch.
It's six beers from... Oh, look,
snitches get stitches too, Anthony. Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, right. I'm scared of you, you big knucklehead. Let's take a break.
Brave in another state.
You see, if you're listening at home, kids, this is proof anyone can work in the media. Hoops and Gordon Tullis. Let's take a break and come back and we'll play that interview with Wayne Pearce.
Sorry, Jim.
On Triple M.
Triple M, Saturday Sin Bin. For King G, where comfort is king. Triple M rocks footy.
Well, that's just about it for us today here at the Saturday Sin Bin. Before we go, just wanted to mention that lots and lots of people have been asking us to replay some older games in the absence of current games. So today we have selected the 2016 Grand Final called by Dan Ganane, and Dan's going to call that one for you with the boys. And if you're in the Shire, I know you love your Sharkies, you want to relive that, that's coming up after 3 o'clock. Gordy, tell us, just before we say goodbye to you, mate, the poll, Maroons poll for today.
Oh, yeah.
We did just a bit of fun one today. Should Hoops get a hair transplant? 70% of Triple M listeners think that you should, mate.
Oh, that's cruel. That's cruel. What's wrong with rocking the cue ball, Anthony?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just that...
you haven't got too many other alternatives.
If you had the option, would you have hair?
No. It's, ifs and buts, chips and nuts, isn't it? But I'll tell you what, just while we're on polls, a little bit of Twitter, a couple of Twitter questions. Love the new quiz. This is from Mitch from Gosford. Love the new Maroons quiz. Can we ask, Anthony, what happened to that award-winning segment, Maroon 5, last year?
What happened to it was it didn't get the... Mitch, thanks for listening. It didn't get the support of my colleagues, but nothing here ever does.
Oh, yes, it did.
So it doesn't matter, Mitch. You're just poking my cage, Mitch. And that'll do us for this afternoon. You're back on Fox League this week?
Yes.
Okay, and Gordy, you'll be back on there at some point as well?
I think I'm on there tomorrow afternoon, Anthony. So everybody have a good Easter, and I'll talk to you next week, eh?
Yeah, good on you, mate. You have a great Easter. You too, Hoops.
Thanks, Maroon, and yourself.
See you next week on the Saturday Sin Bin.